Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at FisherHomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Laura Mora.
Oh, and I'm Amber.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Amber Rose is a virgin. Well, you're not a virgin to Lip Service. We kind of popped your cherry.
Yes.
Literally
my first interview ever.
It's funny because I didn't know if she would remember that, but back when I was on Sirius, Amber Rose was on, and this was like, I was like, well, what do people, she's like, I'm just the bald-headed bitch from the videos.
Yeah. Girl, that was crazy. I was so nervous. Like, I forget who, like, booked that for me, but he just told me what to say. Because I was just young. I had no idea what to say in an interview.
And I remember after that interview, and then everybody was like, who's Amber Rose? Like, we want to hear from her. And so many media outlets hit me up and was like, do you mind, like, if we use a part of this interview? Because that was kind of the only time people had heard you, you know,
speak.
Yeah, talking at yeah. first.
And well, then, that was before I became famous.
Yeah.
That was way before I became, like, no one knew me at all.
Right.
Literally, yeah.
And it was a good time. I was like, because I remember seeing Amber Rose. I was like, that's Amber Rose.
That right.
was, yeah. So, and look at us now.
Crazy.
Where, how far we've come.
Yes. Right.
So let's get into it, because I just feel like, first of all, I'm glad that you came up here. I feel like this is like the perfect platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I agree.
We've definitely been waiting for this day. It's highly anticipated.
Mm-hmm. Yay,
because we know
I'm
you're
going
to give us everything we need, child.
Yeah. give me all the smoke. I'm ready.
Oh, I always feel like the slut walk and Lip Service is like aligned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because even the reason why, before I had Lip Service, it was a segment on Cypher Sound Show on Sirius. It was called Slut It Out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole point was like for women to be able, and it was like regular, like one woman was a receptionist, one woman was a lawyer, just to come on and just talk about sex.
Right.
And for men to understand, because a lot of guys told me they learn how to eat pussy off of listening to Slut It Out and then Lip Service, you know, because mm-hmm. that's not always like guys, where do they get that from?
Right.
Like, where do they hear how to eat pussy from other than
from their homies
from
and
their
they
friends.
All do it right. wrong.
They all do it wrong.
Right. You think so?
And then we have yeah. to teach them.
Right.
How many guys have you had to teach to really eat your pussy the right way?
You know what? Okay, this is bad, but I don't really teach people how. If you're not good at it, I might just be cool with it. But when you're good at it, like, you know, it's amazing. I think I don't say anything, but I'll tell you, like, I'll move in a certain way.
No,
I feel like when I was younger, I used to teach guys exactly how I wanted to get my pussy ate. But then they go off and they're eating everybody's pussy.
Yeah.
Well, everybody don't like the same thing, no, but I'm definitely a pussy professor. Like, I've taught
show
plenty.
Them, yeah, exactly. You show them how to make a woman come, and now everybody's like, they just spreading around your tricks. So I decided to stop teaching guys a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's important to vocalize. I've never been that great at like saying, I don't like this, I do like this. Right. I feel like I'm more like.
I actually don't like head at all.
What?
What?
I don't.
I think yes, I heard you say that before.
Yeah.
And my friend Jasmine is the same way. Shout out to Jazzy Pill. She hates it.
Yeah, it's just not good.
She never likes
what
it.
What don't you like about it?
It just doesn't feel good.
You ever think it wasn't done right?
No, I've talked them through it and stuff. It's and just still. Not.
You ever came from it though?
No.
Okay.
Damn, that sucks.
Have you ever met a guy who doesn't like head?
No.
No, I didn't like it until somebody did it right, though. I will say that. Like, because guys would try to do it, and I'd be like, nah, I'm good. But then when somebody did it right, I was like, okay, ooh. I do like it. Because there's some guys that are really good at it, and like, you know, and then there's some guys that just, I don't know if it's like the shape of their teeth or whatever.
Oh my God.
That's the only way. That's the only way growing up I thought a woman could come orgasm is by a man, you know.
Giving her head, eating her out.
Yeah, like I said, my 21-year-old's dad, like our whole relationship, I never came during intercourse. Mm-hmm. It was like only, I thought it was only when he gave me head. The guy after him, who was a much older guy.
He knew what he was doing. He rocked that boat.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you remember your first orgasm?
I definitely was in my 20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it like life changing? Like, oh shit, I do like.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, I've been giving myself orgasms forever.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, as far as like a guy, yeah, it was like mid 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah. It was nice.
It was nice. Cause I remember, I think the first orgasm I ever had was from oral sex. Like the first, I was in college. And he wasn't like my man or anything, but he was just really good at it.
That's
shout
interesting.
Out to him.
Yeah.
My first orgasm came from masturbating.
Same.
Right?
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. So that's what I'm asking you, Laura. That's that you thought masturbating or a guy eating you out, right?
Yeah, I wasn't masturbating.
Oh,
because I was 16.
Baby. Oh, because
I was masturbating at like 8.
Yeah. I was masturbating
girl,
at
too.
Like 8.
Yeah, no.
But you what know,
I,
oh,
I, okay, so wait, time out. I wasn't masturbating, but I don't know. You know, in the water, like when you're in a bath, the gym, the water
run.
That's
a masturbating.
That's a masturbation.
Okay, that, but not like with my hands. I thought that was my masturbation.
Did you have a conversation? Like about sex with anybody in your family? When like, did they ever have that birds and the bees talk with you?
Girl, hell no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, me neither.
Never.
That's a shame.
Me either. My mother gave us the birds and the bees. She gave it to me and my sister together. Me and my sister are like 7 years apart. Mm-hmm. So something happened with her, my sister, and I'm like 6 getting the birds and the bees talk. Like, what? Like, what?
You're 6.
What's happening right now?
That might be
and
too
she's
young.
Like, just protect yourself. She's telling my sister, but you know, we were always together. It was always us 3. So, you know, I'm like 6 listening to the birds and the bees talk. Protect yourself. And, don't let anybody take advantage of you. If anybody touches you, tell me, you know.
That's important. If anybody touches you, tell me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My kids know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure.
But you know what I will say about kids nowadays? They see so much more.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think for us growing up, we didn't have access to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, you know, with your kids, I know you have to think about that, too. Like,
I don't let my kids sleep out at all. But there can be 100 boys at my house sleeping over.
Okay, because you know everybody's safe.
Yeah, I keep an eye on them 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't let my kids sleep out at all.
Listen, my parents didn't really let me spend the night out, but they did let people come over to my house.
Right.
But I have an older brother, and that was the other thing, too. My older brother, his friends used to always try to talk to me when I was young. So they would be at the house and they would be like, but I wasn't really interested in boys like that when I was younger. I was thought it was nasty. Like, I was like, ew, get away from me. But I did used to make my Barbie and Ken doll have sex.
You know what? They was playing house.
Nobody did that?
No, don't feel bad. Me and my
Ken
sister
had a hump.
Used to have our Barbies having
they
sex.
They both at home. They were scissoring.
Yeah.
and she couldn't do this. She had to do that.
And like
yeah, because Ken
maybe
doesn't have a penis.
We're just have something wrong with us. I don't know.
Is that messed up that Ken doesn't have a penis?
I think they that was messed up. That's confusing.
No,
because he had it looked the same.
It was like a little bump. It was more of a bump.
Right,
like you had an underwear on.
Because Barbies had breasts and everything.
Barbies did have breasts.
That is true.
They didn't have nipples, but they had breasts.
They had butt cracks.
They had no hair.
They did have butt cracks.
Barbie had laser. She put us on.
And then you saw how they're trying to ban that song, Natural Women.
That's so annoying.
By Aretha Franklin. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
They said it's like anti-LGBTQ.
Yeah, they're saying that there's no such thing as a natural woman.
She's dead now. Let her that's just her legacy. It's old.
I'm sorry. It's the trans women that have a problem with it because they're saying like.
But I feel like not all of them. I feel like somebody said it. And then, because I don't think that's what she meant.
Like, she didn't mean that. Like, at all.
I don't think we have to decipher what she meant at this point. It's like, she's the legend. She's, you know.
Yeah.
The song is older than all of us.
Yeah, it's not like anything new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I could see if something new came out, okay, fine. But that song is old as dirt.
I feel like people just want to always have something to say. Just like how they're mad at Beyonce for performing in Dubai. And they're saying that because of their rules and laws against the community that she shouldn't have performed there. And it's just like, what? Make it make sense.
She got paid $25 million.
Make it make sense.
Anybody who go there and get that money. Right. I'm sorry.
All the people mad would be like, well.
She can't change the laws out there. She's going to go get her money.
And there's plenty of places in the United States that have laws against the community as well. So you going to be mad when she go there too?
Right.
Like.
Beyonce's like, I'm good. Like, I'm not even thinking about y'all.
Beyonce don't even hear them. We hear it for her.
Right.
Now, let's talk about a few things, Miss Amber Rose, with you. Since we're just talking about money, being who you are, and even like earlier on, you know, guys have always liked you. You've always stood out because of your look, right? Has anybody ever been in your DMs or offered you money like, hey, I want to pay you to come go out with me or do something?
No, not in exchange for sex or anything.
Or like a date. Like I'll pay you.
Oh, yeah. Guys, yeah.
You had to have.
Yeah, guys, they're... Girl.
Because men will do anything. You could probably got crazy offers.
Yeah, but it was always like they wanted just to like take me shopping or like give me like a watch or... You know,
surprise me, like
the first second date, just like shopping sprees and stuff, showing off, shit like that.
And did you ever go on them shopping sprees,
girl? Hell yeah!
No. Okay.
So tell me, what's the most you ever like? Let's just say you went on a shopping spree. What's the most shit you ever got?
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, probably $250,000 shopping spree.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's a good one. That's a good time.
It was a very good time. Yes. I had tears in my eyes and everything.
You were like, thank you.
Aww. Yeah.
Did you like him at least or no?
Yeah.
That was
okay. Well, that's good.
Like, was it somebody that she was like involved with or was it like somebody that she had kind of just met?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great.
You were like, shit is lit.
Yeah. It was very nice.
So, have you ever had to try to force yourself to like somebody? Because I find that when I was younger, like people look good on paper and you're like, I should like this person, but I don't. But I try to like make myself like somebody just because it seems like a good idea.
Mm, yeah, not me. Mm-mm. If I don't vibe with you and there's no chemistry, I'll just, you know, I'm very honest though. Like I'll let them know it's just not going to work. I never force myself to be with nobody for money or clout or anything like that. Anybody that I had a relationship with, I genuinely cared.
When I was younger, I remember there was this one guy and he was super smart. He went to an Ivy League school. He was pre-med and he really liked me. He was cute. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I should really, like I tried to make myself like him, but I just didn't. But I was like, why would I not like this person? Like he was good looking.
Why didn't you?
I don't know.
It wasn't any like vibe or chemistry.
Sometimes you're just not compatible with people. Mm-hmm. You can't even force that shit.
But have you ever not liked somebody and then ended up liking them? Like, you know how you... I feel like that happens. You're like, I would never.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More so than... Yeah.
Than the other way around.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the next thing you know, you're in fucking love.
No, I feel like the last guy that I swore that I was in love with... At first, I didn't even like him. Like, I was just like, whatever. Like, it was actually a revenge fuck.
And then I fell
in love with him the first night we were together. That one night of a revenge fuck went... into 7 years of a on and off relationship.
Mm. Was like, the sex good or what was it?
Everything was good. We met in a lobby of a hotel. I was leaving a party, like a pregame party, and I was with my homegirl and he was with his boy, and we just bumped into each other like walking out of the elevators, and he like did a double turn back to get my number, and I was like, I felt really flattered, so I was like, all right, just give him my number, you know? And I ignored him for like a year. And then I ended up having a reason, you know?
A revenge.
Like, don't give me a reason, because I'm gonna go for it. And I ended up having a reason. And it was supposed to be one night thing. I swear to God.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And
7 years later.
7 years
seven
later.
7 years later. I had 3 tattoos. Seven years later.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you cover them?
You was in love.
All of them. One is not covered, but you nobody can see it.
Okay.
Even when I'm naked, you can't. You don't know. I'm not going to say where it is. Because nobody knows where it is.
It's inside your pussy.
It's in a secret, really secret place.
It's very secret.
But we know you have the tattoos of your sons on you, on your face.
Yes.
Do you have anybody else tattooed on you? Any guys?
I have Wiz's face on me.
Okay.
My ex-husband. Yeah.
He said you're his favorite ex, like the best ex.
He said that?
Yeah, he said that you guys have a great co-parenting and you're like one of his best friends.
Yeah, we are.
We're very close.
Right? It didn't start off like that, though. So you could teach a class on co-parenting.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we got divorced, we separated, we were just really young and immature, but we knew we were like obsessed with each other. We just had family members in our business. We had the internet making it difficult. Mm-hmm. Both, you know, being in the business, separate schedules. Then I had Sebastian. It was just a lot of shit, mm-hmm. you know? So I think that as we got older, we realized that we just loved each other so much, but we just got married at the wrong time. Mm. So that's why we're happy that we can be like best friends. And I just had Thanksgiving over there with him and Bash. And, you know,
that's
even my
nice,
little son man. Loves him. That's not even his baby. And he loves Wiz, so...
That's dope.
Yeah. I love it.
That gives people hope because...
For sure. Yeah.
Like when it was bad at first, because there's a lot of people out there that can't even imagine themselves in the space of where they can successfully co-parent and actually like each other as human beings. So when it was bad, like, did y'all not communicate at all? Was it...
It was only bad because other people made it bad.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't us. You know what I mean? Like it was... I don't want to say specifically, but it was family members that made it very difficult for us. Mm. And that caused like a rift in our relationship. But once that was out the way and we got older and we were like, yo, this is us. This is our relationship. We have a kid together. We still love each other. We were able to co-parent.
Okay. Now, has anybody ever asked you to please get that tattoo covered up?
What?
Like, yeah. Has a guy ever been like, all right, I can't?
No, I just felt like I did get it covered.
Oh, you did.
I did get it covered, but it wasn't, I was so heartbroken that we didn't work out. I like cried every day for 3 years. Like,
yeah, and then looking at his face on your body.
Yeah,
like,
it was just like
hurts.
Every time I just saw his face and I was just like, fuck, I gotta get this covered. Like,
yeah, I get it.
It was just, it was hard to move forward looking at that.
Every day, like, man, it's a good tattoo.
No,
like,
I agree.
Just
that's
like,
why I cover mine. It's like it reminds you of something that, you know, at one time made you so excited, and then now it just hurts so bad.
Exactly.
You got to move forward. Like, I didn't cover up any of my tattoos to disrespect them or, you know, to give him, to have one up on the on him. I can't look at them.
He still has my name on him. He didn't get that covered.
Okay. Would you be sad if he did, kind of?
No, I would understand.
You would understand, but you still be like, damn.
But a name and a face.
A name and a face.
Yeah,
a face and a name.
Yeah.
He don't have to look at your face. You need to look at his face. And he's your son's father, so not only do you have to see him, but then see him on your body, too.
Completely
understandable.
Right. But he really is, like, my best friend.
That's
seriously.
Amazing.
He's a nice guy.
He's so chill. He really is. We love Wiz.
He did lip service before. Sweetheart. I don't think I've ever been as high. I smoked with Wiz twice. Oh, and literally took two pulls. When we did lip service, I was so high. I was like, I can't ever do this again.
And it was one of our late night episodes.
I like couldn't feel my legs.
No, you know I don't smoke weed. I never smoked weed in my life.
You never tried it?
Ever? I tried it once when I was like 14.
And you didn't like it?
And that was the one and all, and it was like one puff.
Wow. I can't believe Wiz didn't even, you never even thought like.
I'm sure he tried to convince you a few times, right?
No, I mean, when we first met and I was just like, I don't like psychedelic. I don't like to not have control of my mind. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay. We still got married, had a baby, everything. Like it just, he would smoke. And
as much as he smokes, did it ever bother you?
No. It just wasn't my thing.
Okay. I wonder if you could get high sucking somebody's dick who smokes a lot.
No, Angela.
I mean, the reason why I say secondhand smoke.
No, the reason why I smoke it.
I'm blowing. Edible. What? That's a crazy edible, hands.
So I asked that because I was with somebody in my last relationship, and he doesn't smoke or drink, and he did not like weed. And we were together for 7 months before he told me that my weed was a problem. And not a problem like you got to stop, but it was a problem like I don't want to see it, smell it, taste it. So I'm like, you could have been told me that. I would have ate edibles or hit a pen. Like, I don't have to, like, you don't have to see it, smell it, or taste it.
I think that's the issue with relationships. Like, you can't change people. You got to let people be happy in who they are. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's wrong with relationships today. Like, people get into relationships, they like that person, then they try to change them. Like, that's not cool. I would never ask Wiz to stop smoking weed.
Yeah, he didn't ask to forget that.
I wouldn't want to take it while I'm kissing you. You know, I don't like the smell. And, you know, I respected that. Of course,
I couldn't do cigarettes.
Together,
like, but, if somebody smoked cigarettes, I couldn't do that. Because the smell of weed, like, that won't bother me so much. But cigarettes is so much more, like, strong and on your clothes. And the, you know, taste of it is
and
really...
And your fingers and your... Everything.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And they get all in your clothes and your hair and stuff like that. The weed don't buy. And I don't smoke either.
Yeah.
You know, I will do an edible.
Right. Do an edible.
You won't that's do what that. I was going to ask you, Amber. Have you had edibles?
Edible is worse.
I've never done
it's much worse.
Anything. Yeah. But no shrooms. That one time when I was a kid.
Yeah, no. Edible is way worse.
And I'm sure it was trash ass weed. It was in Philly.
Yeah, it probably wasn't even something.
Yeah,
right.
It was like,
right.
With Wiz, if you ever feel like smoking, go with your baby father. He probably got some good weed.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
I think he's
on the floor.
He's so funny. You fall right now.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
All right, now look, I want to show y'all something. Young Miami sent us her game.
Risha Roulette.
Risha Roulette. So there's a couple of questions on here, so let's randomly pick some.
Okay.
Because this is my first time getting, so thank you to Young Miami, Carisha, for sending us this game to be able to use. You saw the whole getting peed on thing, too, that everybody's been talking about.
That's like a big deal.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people are weighing in, like, I like it, too. I've never been peed on.
Yeah, I've never been peed on.
I've been peed on in the shower.
Yeah,
it was in the shower.
Peed on. Yeah, that's what I said. I've never been peed on, but I was like, if I did, I'll just get peed on in the shower. Who cares?
I peed on a lot of guys, though. Yes. I mean, I'm a squirter.
Right, that's what I was saying. I done did peed on, I guess, but I've never been peed on. And I don't know, like, if I would be okay with it. Like, I mean, everybody, but I don't know. How do you do that? Like, let me pee on you, or do they just pee on you?
I was with a guy, and that was his thing. I like to satisfy. I like to please my man. So, like you said, in the shower. And I think it would be the only reason why I would be interested in that is because I'm a smell whore, and I like to, like, if his pee smells strong, I know that he's not healthy. Mm-hmm. So I would be interested just to see how it smells.
Like a doctor, like, yeah,
let me see how dark this pee is.
No, and I pay attention. Right. I'm one of those girls that, like, goes in the bathroom after my man to see how it smells, to see what it's hitting for. But usually everybody passes.
Are you a squirter, Amber?
I have.
Like, frequently or maybe only a couple times?
A couple times. It's not my favorite. I really like sex like that, to be honest. Like, it's not like, if I don't love somebody, I'm not going to be interested. Mm-hmm. It's too accessible. It's like, I can go a long time without sex. If I don't care for somebody, it's just not going to be a thing for me.
What's a long time?
As long as it takes.
Yeah.
Same.
Have you ever had sex on the first night, though, with somebody?
Never.
Really?
Nope.
Okay. I've never done that either, but I know But I kind of feel like I missed out on it. It seems like it'll be fun.
I feel like
it does.
It seems like
it'll be fun. I'm a Libra, so I don't know if that really means anything, but
you're emotional.
The type of personality I have, like, I need to really like you. I need to really have feelings for me to go there. So I'm not going to meet you and fuck you that night.
You never fell in love like...
I'm not going to get turned on.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yeah, I had love at first sight with Wiz, for sure.
Okay, so it could have happened.
Yeah, for sure. I did. I was just like, whoa, he's beautiful.
How long did it take with him before you slept with him?
Maybe like a month. I think because we hung out and then he had to go back to Pittsburgh. He didn't live in L.A. yet. Mm-hmm. And then he came back. But maybe it would have been sooner.
It would have been sooner.
He was too laid back, probably.
He was too far.
He was too far. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Ooh. And I know y'all not going to take a shot.
Is this like the very first card you're not going to take?
Yeah, I just picked the first one. Okay. Have you ever had to contact somebody from a free text message app because they blocked you?
Well.
Have you been blocked?
No.
You've been blocked? No, you never been blocked?
I don't think so.
I block, but I haven't been blocked.
I've had that happen blocked, in reverse. Right.
I've had it happen in reverse, and I've been the victim of it too.
You've been blocked?
Yeah, for sure. When I start going off, I need to get my point across. When I'm saying something, I don't like to be cut off. So if you block me in the middle of what I'm saying, I'm gonna find another number so I can finish what I'm saying, and then that's it.
I've seen Stephanie argue on the phone before.
Yes,
we've been outside. I've been like trying to go out with her, standing outside arguing on the phone for like an hour. Isn't that the worst when you're dating somebody and you argue so much it ruins your whole night? Like when you want to go out.
Yeah, that was really toxic. But how many years ago was that? That was before.
No, I remember that. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. That was before the last, that was a relationship before the last relationship I was in.
I had certain people that I used to hate going out with them because all they did was argue with their man
all
night.
Me and my ex.
Yeah. Throwing hookahs. Remember that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's probably the craziest thing I've ever done.
She threw a hookah.
Is threw the hookah at the dinner table.
You want to go smoke?
Was that reactive?
Let's go.
Yes. I literally didn't throw it. I tipped it over. Coals and all went flying.
But I feel like these toxic things are things that I needed to go through to be the calm person I am in a relationship now. Yeah. I feel like I'm more patient now. I'm not as snappy as I was before. I feel like sometimes you just have to compromise and be a little more understanding of where people are coming from before you snap at them. And then once you understand and you have an understanding, if you don't like the understanding, that's when you flip out.
What are some things you would say you learned about relationships early on from things that didn't work out?
I think that I definitely see red flags way earlier now. I didn't see red flags before at all. I would just always like make excuses for men that were really shitty to me and very toxic and abusive. But I think now, because because I went through that, I can see things clearly moving forward. And just, you know, if I talk on the phone with a guy now and he just is one thing that's a red flag, I'm fucking out immediately.
And that's another thing. My as far as selection, my in the beginning is very short. Like you said, the first thing I don't like, I don't want to speak to you anymore.
I'm that way right now too.
Yeah. Your tolerance level once you get older.
So I have nothing.
Me either.
Yeah,
because I'm not gonna waste my time with something that I don't like. If I know right at the door what I want.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on marriage now?
I'll probably never get married again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
No, that's
I'm happy.
I've never been married.
That made me sad. And
no, don't be sad. I'm fine. Like anything that I look forward to. So I'm happy. I don't really want to share my life with anyone. I don't want to share my bed. I don't want to share my house. I don't want to share my time. I don't want to feel obligated to say, I just finished, you know, lip service. I'm going back to the hotel now. Like, I don't want to fucking check in with nobody. I'm good. I got my own money, my own kids, my own house.
Yeah.
I don't need nobody for nothing. If somebody comes in my life and they make my life better, maybe, but I can't see that in the near future.
Okay, I mean that's fair.
I gotta agree with you.
That's fair enough to until the right, you know, person, and you decide this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I agree with that though, because I have no pressure on myself to get married. I waited this long. I feel like I could be with somebody forever and not have to get married. And I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if you like think about a prenup, you're essentially getting divorced before you get married.
You
have to think about like, okay, how much do I get, or what is this going to be like, or who gets the house, or who gets this house, or who gets... It's just like, why do I have to talk about that before I get married? I just want to be happy. I don't want to deal with that paperwork and all that lawyers and shit. Fuck that.
But then I guess for some people, it's different. Like, if something happens, you want to make sure... Because from my understanding, this is what people tell me, right? They got married because if you have kids, you want to make sure that, you know, God forbid something happens, that everything is like... I guess you could do that in a will, though.
Yeah. No, I think it's more so like insurance or like, benefits, shit like that. But again, I set myself up pretty well.
No, you'd be surprised how many people get married to be on somebody else's insurance.
Right.
You will be surprised.
Or to stay in the country.
Or to stay in the
country.
My brother called me and was like, so I have my friend, you know, in DR that he wants to come to the United States and he's willing to give you $80,000 to get me. I was like, what if your friend is crazy and never want to divorce me? Like, I'm good.
I'd have been like, if he'll do 80, he'll do...
I've turned down like five offers of those because I just can't see it. Wow. Like, No, that's common.
You and is that a crime for you if you do
it
that?
It is a crime.
But then what? One, it is a crime. Two, what if they like end up really liking you? And I've heard stories where like the men end up not wanting to give the divorce, and it just dragged on for years, and they met the person who they really want to be with, and they couldn't because this person would not give them the divorce. Like, I'm good.
Now, what are your thoughts on dating somebody who's married but separated?
Oh.
It that really depends. That's a
red flag.
That's tricky. It depends on how long they've been separated. Some people are separated for years and then they just didn't get a divorce yet. I would have to see proof. I don't trust men at all. I don't know. I mean, I would have to really be obsessed with that person to even give a fuck to look into all that shit.
You say you don't trust men at all? Like no men?
Mm-mm.
Me either.
Why is that?
Because they're shitty.
Mm. All of them? You can't say that. All
99%. Okay.
So people give trust and people earn trust. I am a person who believes you have to earn trust. So I completely understand. Like,
I feel like there's guys out there. There's more than 1.1% guys that's good out there.
No, I disagree.
You had some fucked up experiences.
I mean, once you see the dark side, there's no coming back from that.
I feel bad about that for you, though, because like,
don't.
You have sons and you're raising them to be amazing men.
Yeah.
And so then you have to believe that there's good men out there, too, because you want your son to be those good men.
Yeah. My best friend Janice is married to an amazing man, but mm-hmm. he's married.
Right.
Like, they're all married. All
the good ones are gone.
All the good ones are gone. We're left with the fucking stragglers.
No, and honestly, that's one of the things. I don't want to date anybody who is not a marrying type of man. Mm-hmm. Most of these guys don't even want to get married. Mm-hmm. So that's something big for me. Like, if you're not a marrying man, I don't want to date you at all.
So you want to get married.
And that leaves me by myself a lot.
Yeah. So you want to get married?
Yeah, I do want to get married. But I want to get married just because of my faith. You know, it's just part of my faith walk. You know what I mean? Mm. And it's big to me. Like, in my religion, if I don't get married, I won't even get into heaven.
That sounds...
Oh, I'm an atheist, so I'm good.
Yeah, see? We saw that.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that's why I don't expect people who don't, you know, have who are not in my faith
to understand,
you know, like
I do understand though. Yeah, I understand.
You know, but I do, but and it's very important to me, right? I stay by mm-hmm. myself. I will stay by myself if I'm not with somebody who, you know, maybe not tomorrow, but has future plans to
eventually
have a wife. Right. Yeah.
Have you always been an atheist, or is it now you don't believe? Like,
no, I've been an atheist. I mean, I've probably been an atheist for way longer than I knew. But when I kind of like put a label to it, maybe like 2.5 years ago, I always had questions. I grew up going to church and stuff like that. I always had unanswered questions.
Same.
Then I got really into science, philosophy, and evolution. I read a lot of books. I was just like, it ain't adding up. And so I do understand why people are religious. It does bring them comfort. It makes them feel like they have something to look forward to. I understand all that. I think my personality, no offense, I feel I think more logically in like real time in like the world.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Is it bad to say, oh, God, during sex?
I say it.
Oh, my God.
It I say it. Amazing. I think it just pops out, though. Like,
it kind of feels bad. Like, oh, wow. Like, did I just say
oh,
that?
Wow. Oh, wow. I'm going to say, oh, wow, during sex the next time I feel good. I am.
Yeah, mental please. Note.
Oh, wow. Like,
wow. Oh, wow. Amazing.
You'll probably love that.
Right.
Oh, wow.
All right, now let's switch gears a little bit here. Okay?
Back to sex.
Let's talk about Kevin Gates. He talked about his brother. He said his brother has an 18-inch penis.
What?
How wait?
And he looks at the Ciroc bottle like,
is that 18 inches?
I don't know. It looks about 18
inches. It might be
inches.
About.
All right. Have you ever had a penis that was too big and not been able to do it?
I've seen a penis that was just abnormally huge and I didn't want no parts.
Right.
Same. Is that penis shaming?
No, I don't believe in penis shaming at all. Yeah, I don't even believe in penis shaming that for guys that have small penises. No.
Okay.
I think that's unfair, and I think that if I say I'm a feminist and I want equality, then I shouldn't penis shame because mm-hmm. they can't help it.
Yep. Okay. So what happened with that big one? You just told him, no, I can't, or, you know?
Yeah,
he knew.
It was a long, long, long time ago back in Philly. I was young and I was just like, fuck no. I didn't want to do it anyway. And then I saw it and I was like,
absolutely not.
Yeah, I ran more hills. Yeah.
So how does somebody react to that? Like, was he...
I mean, again, it was abnormally gigantic.
He didn't give you a warning? Because I feel like if a guy knows that, he's got to give you some type of like, just so you know.
I'm sure that wasn't the first or last time that somebody said, I can't do that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure a lot of women were like, fuck that.
Have you ever said no to a small penis? Don't be a hypocrite. You just said a minute ago.
No, I'm trying to think if I ever ran into anything No, I don't think I ever ran into anything that small.
Well, you are blessed.
Yeah, not that small.
I was surprised. I didn't want to shame him, so.
You did it.
But I never doubled back.
Oh, so you did do it. That was like a sympathy fuck.
Remember I told you the guy from junior high school that I got jumped about and everything? And
oh, yeah. You
once we
story.
Was adults, yeah. I was like, really?
I got jumped for this?
Right. Imagine how small it was back then.
Yeah, well, that's a shame.
I don't think I've ever came across a penis that was so small that I was like, oh, this isn't going to satisfy me.
I did. And I just made sure he came with this amazing head I have so I didn't have to.
Still nice of you, though.
Yeah. I liked him.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I liked him a lot. And then I saw his penis and I was like,
No, my little boyfriend back in Philly, his penis wasn't that big, but it was nice though. It was good.
Yeah, guys with small penises usually, you know, we always know they're
good. Yeah, we say this all the time. Some girls prefer like a more average to small size.
I don't know about average to small, but I'm going to say like
average to average.
Medium. Medium. More towards the than the schmied, if y'all know what I'm saying. But a huge penis, no.
Yeah.
I've had my few, you know, times that I had a something that I felt like I couldn't handle, and I have turned down a penis because it was too big. But now that I'm, you know, well aware of my body and what it's capable of, I don't want nothing that's that large. I'm good.
Yeah.
As we get older, it sounds
good. I like a big dick, but I don't think it's necessary.
It sounds good to be like, yeah, big dick.
Yeah, but no.
I like it, but it's not necessary. Yeah.
And it looks good, too.
Yes,
it does. It looks nice when you be like, okay, that looks amazing.
I'm not going to lie. Like my previous boyfriend, he had a really big dick. He had a really big dick. And we used to have to, like, you know, I used to have to let myself heal. Like, we couldn't, I could not imagine having sex with him all the time. Like, he would just destroy me. Like, we speak about this.
Yeah, destroy.
And I don't, you know, like, I didn't mind taking, like, breaks in between. But I'm not going to lie, I don't miss that pain.
I feel you.
I don't miss that shit. I really don't. Yeah, I couldn't agree. Like, there's times that we have great sex and, you know, he had me open enough to where I didn't feel no pain. But, you know, there was other times that we would have sex and I would just have to suck it up and take it. You know?
Literally.
Yeah.
I have
like
one.
When your uterus is too low, it's like...
Mm. Yeah, yeah, I had one.
He just tried to do a backflip.
He tried to do it from like if he did it from the front. I was like, whoa, wait a minute, slow down.
Yeah.
Then I was like, okay, let's try another position. He's like, all right, get on top of me. I was like, no,
that was even worse.
Then he tried from the back. I was like, okay, yeah, I can't do this.
I feel like on top is the easiest way. If
it's on top, the big thing.
No way.
To me, it's easiest because you control it more.
Yeah, when you're on top.
Yeah, because you could control it. Like, you don't have to, like, how much, you know.
I like to grind it all the way in.
You could just dip it down.
No, but you see, a big dick, you can't be grinding on a big dick. That's not what that's for.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
that's a bounce.
And then you could ease it in. Like, you could take your time.
A bounce.
That's just my advice. I think the best thing to do is get on top first, loosen it up, and then.
So you've had one that's too big?
That's right.
Yeah, I worked it out.
Yeah, I worked it out.
Yeah,
I
ran it out, you know?
I ran away. Like, I was like, yeah, I can't do that. What about, do you like for a guy to put his finger in your butt while you're having sex?
It's not my favorite thing.
It's not mine either. It kind of ruins like my moment.
It's like, what? Why? Are you looking at that?
I'm the only weirdo who likes a thumb in the butt. I like a thumb in my butt. Not all the time, but, you know, like in the moment when it's, you know, the time for it. I mean, it can be enjoyable.
I think people would be really surprised how traditional I am. Like, I don't like...
I had like missionary?
No, I had one threesome when I was like... 32.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrible. I was like, I'll fucking never do that again.
Why was it terrible?
Just very, like, mechanical. Like, it was just too much going on. Taking the condom off, put a new condom on, back and forth. It was just not...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were, like, my friends, so I didn't feel like, you know, I didn't feel scared or anything, but... It was just a terrible experience. I'm just not into that.
You do like a traditional walk from now on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm
totally kidding.
I didn't make slut walk for that reason. I made slut walk against like derogatory labels.
I'm
and
with you. Yeah, no, I was totally playing with
but
you.
But no, yeah, it's just never been my thing. And people think like I have fucking orgies all day.
Right.
It's just not.
I've never had a threesome.
I've had two with me, you know, I say it all the time, two with the same girl and different guys.
And my man has never had a threesome. I had to let him know he never will because, period, I'm not doing
well,
it.
Well, I would have much rather have a threesome with two guys instead of a girl. She fucking ruined everything.
She ruined it?
Yeah, it was gross.
What? Wait, but it was. I thought it was like taking a condom off and on. Like, what did she do that was so bad?
Listen, Angela.
What?
When you go and you lay down with somebody, you're going to make sure your underarms are fresh, your vagina is fresh, everything is very clean, you know, and it just was not that.
Oh, no.
It wasn't like OD, but it wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it just was just
a buzzkill.
Oh, damn.
She did ruin it.
See what guys have to go through?
She ruined it.
Yeah.
Especially when you're getting intimate with a girl, like... you not.
I would have much rather have
that?
Two guys. Mm-hmm. It would have been way better.
Would you ever do that?
Probably not now. I don't. I wouldn't trust anybody enough to do that.
What do you mean by trust?
I don't
trust
think
them with my body,
either.
With my sexual health, with being okay, around them in an intimate setting. I just have trauma issues. Like I wouldn't trust two guys in a room like that
together.
No, mm-hmm. I would be scared.
What about okay? So what about a relationship with a woman? Is that something that you would entertain more?
Oh,
than
yeah.
with a man?
I would. Yeah, but again, I just don't want a relationship
mm-hmm. at all.
Yeah, like I don't want to share my space with someone. I want to be selfish. I've been in relationships forever. Like, I want to be selfish.
Yeah. Amber, you've been through a lot of shit, I feel like.
Girl.
That's what it feels like.
That's the tip of the iceberg. Y'all have no idea, but.
Because we only know what we know publicly. Right. We have no idea what else you've gone through.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty terrible shit, but I would definitely, if I was to be in a relationship, I would be in a relationship with a girl ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
No, and I feel like once you get the vibe of being by yourself and taking care of yourself, you don't, it's not a really a big deal to share your bed.
It just feels good to like,
I'd rather be by myself.
Not have mm-hmm. to give a fuck about, the thing with us, I mean, we have babies, we have period cramps, we go through so much shit, we got to get waxed and plucked and this and that and bleach and all kinds of shit. And guys have a fucking headache and it's like the end of the world. I'm like, bro. I have to raise two boys into men. I have no time to go fucking run and get you Tylenol and all that shit. Fucking figure it out. Like, even small shit like that, I just don't want to do it.
Right.
I'm just tired. Right. Like, I don't want to fucking cater to no man at all. Mm. And I'm damn sure not sucking dick.
What?
You don't suck dick?
I thought you said, oh, wait, I mean, everybody here enjoys it except, I guess, this couch. Because Laura don't really like it either.
No, it's not that. It's just that I have kids now. Like, my life is different. I kiss my children. I they always want to kiss their mama. I'm not going around sucking dick. I'm just not. Like, if I'm, again, in a committed relationship, which I don't think would happen because I don't trust anybody enough
mm-hmm.
with my sexual health to, you know, raise my kids. And I just don't want that. Fuck
huh.
that.
That's understandable.
Nah, I get it. She got babies. Like, no, and I when they're small, they really want to come and mm-hmm. be in your
especially
mouth.
Especially boys.
Yeah.
Boys true. Love their mamas.
Like, mm-hmm. I probably just stopped kissing my son in the mouth. My son is 16. Like, we just probably stopped kissing in the mouth like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Look at y'all, but you guys both love sucking dick. That's what's crazy.
Nah, but I
also don't have little children.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, but when your kids were young, you think, I didn't think about because you brush your teeth, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, you don't have
no,
to
No, but like, okay, for example, every relationship I've been with, mm-hmm. I've been in, right? We always got tested before I had sex with them.
Okay, I think
fun
that's
fact,
a great thing.
That's what people too. Don't know.
Right.
All my exes can tell you that. I don't play with my life. But then I get cheated on.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm literally, you're putting my life at risk. I don't know what you did behind my back. And I have children. So for me, it's like, you're not only putting my life at risk, but you put my children's life at risk.
Right.
And I just don't trust anybody enough to do that.
You think that also, and this sucks, right? But in the industry that we're in, like these guys that are in, have too much access to be, because, you know.
No, I have too much access. I can fuck anybody I want. It's if you're a good person or not.
Mm-hmm.
I could scroll through my phone and fuck whoever I want in New York tonight.
Okay.
But
or anywhere in the world.
It's just like you're either a good person and you have compassion and you say what you mean or you don't. I don't give a fuck, guy, girl, that's biological bullshit. We're all human beings. If you're a good person, you're not going to hurt people.
Right.
And when you hurt people, you just don't give a fuck.
You think you've ever hurt anybody, though?
No.
Really?
Okay. Never. I don't hurt people. I don't do vengeful things. People have hurt me a million times. You don't see me on the internet, you know, going off and being reckless and yelling and screaming.
We definitely don't see that. I will give you that.
Definitely, and I said that. I respect that about you.
Thank you. I don't put out no business that mm-hmm. I've been through. I just suck it up like a G and I raise my kids.
But when a couple of times you have, and it's been amazing. I just
but that's
but
only
it's in reaction.
It's a reactive.
It's a reaction.
Yeah. It's a reaction.
It's also
thing.
Like a little like don't go there because right.
don't play yourself
because right. I could
because if I really
like, want
why to.
Why would you come at me if I don't say nothing?
Mm-hmm. Right,
like I'm letting you live right now. Mm-hmm. So don't come at me because then it becomes reactive, and you don't want that reactive shit.
Right, and then you're the bad guy.
Because I've definitely heard things that you could have done that you didn't do. You know what I'm saying? And things that you could have said that you didn't say. So, and I've heard those things like behind the scenes. And I'm like, okay. Because I'm also that type of person. You know, I don't go around telling people's business like that. Like if something is supposed to be, if it's out there, you know, I report on it or whatever for my job. But if it's something that no one knows, I'm not going to like break the story and try to like put somebody's business out there that's not already out.
That's not already putting their own business out.
Right.
So that. But I think that, I just don't feel like the internet and relationships match. They're not it's just not the place for that. Like you said, like I've been through so much being in this business for this amount of time, and I never there's no stories about me on the internet. I never, like, I've seen girls tell stories and I'm just like, the shit that I've been through, like that's kid stuff compared to what I've been through, and I just keep it to myself and
but look
move
I
forward.
Mean honestly, like look what they did to Meg. Look what they did to Khloe Kardashian. Khloe Kardashian is a victim of essentially domestic violence, getting cheated on while you're pregnant. No one deserves that. That mental, emotional, psychological abuse that she probably endured. And the whole internet went in on her as if it was her fault to try to work on her family. It's sad, and that it does make women go silent. And not really say what they're going through,
right?
You know?
Exactly.
Because it just makes it easier. Who wants to tell their story and then be shunned by the internet as if it's your fault?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's fucked up shit that happens and I don't ever speak on it because I'm like, if I say something, it's just going to end up turning back on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then that's what it does, especially to women.
No, that's
so
why,
that's
exactly.
Why
that's why I've always just stood quiet. Like,
yeah, because I feel it's a battle. It's a real battle. Like, for you to tell the truth, especially when people say shit about you that's not you and then you try to speak up and then everybody want to be funny and make jokes. No,
exactly, and then when you respond to something.
At the expense of your mental health.
And then you respond to something and people are like, oh, you're mad, and it's like you just gotta fall back.
I'm not even the person that said it, somebody else
but
said
it,
and I'm trying
worse.
To
respond.
Yeah,
exactly,
it
you're just giving
and
me
now
more
you
attention.
Made it a bigger story. But let me, who do you trust then? Like, if you can't trust nobody, like not even
I
other people
me.
In your life,
I trust
family
Joseph
members
right there.
Okay.
Joseph, my brother. Joseph knows every single detail about my life. He's been with me for almost 10 years. He's my day-to-day manager, brother, partner, and nothing ever leaked, so he's good, you know? But yeah, he's definitely my best friend. But me, him, my security, Brian, shout out to Brian. He's been with me for almost 10 years. And that's it. That's it, just him and Brian.
Now, let me ask you this. You and Black China used to be really close.
Yes.
So are y'all still super tight, or what happened?
No, we're not friends anymore. Mm-hmm. But I still love her, though. I wish her the best. I think we just grew apart. It's nothing crazy. We're just different people. We're into different things. We just went like that. That's it.
Okay, no story there.
The same. Yeah, I have friends that are the same way. Like, it's no love lost. It's no real reason. It's just that happened. And that's
just
very
happens.
Normal for it to happen. It's not, it doesn't always have to be a reason why. But we grow apart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
So is the slut walk happening this year again?
Yes, I'm working on it, y'all. So, like, it's the pandemic just fucked up everything. So, like, all the – we had City National Bank, Beats by Dre. We had all these huge companies that were just giving us a lot of money. And now it's just different. Like, everything's just different now. So I'm trying to figure that out because it is a free event. So you don't have to buy tickets or anything. So I just need, I think every year I put up at least $500,000 of my own money and then got it back in sponsorships.
Right.
And so, you know, I can't do that every single year. I mean, I always made out even. I never made any money from Slutwalk at all. And whatever extra money that we did have after, we donated. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so you're trying to figure it. Okay. Where is it going to be? Same.
Maybe Miami this year.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Laura's like, I live in Miami.
I live in Miami, let me know.
Yeah, yeah. I think Miami this year. They just have bigger spaces out there.
Right.
And I did a poll on Instagram and Miami had, I mean, way more people wanted it there.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. When it comes to sexual freedom, because I'm a big believer that women should be able to do whatever they want to do, right? As long as you do it safely.
Yes.
Because that is important. We encourage that. And I love the fact that you said you get tested.
Yes.
Anytime you have sex with somebody. But is there any limits? Because I also feel like I have limits to certain things that, like, you shouldn't fuck with nobody else's man, nobody's, you know,
right,
in a committed relationship, in a whatever. So what do you think are limits to that type of sexual freedom? Or do you see any limits?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I would never date a man in a relationship. I would never date a man with a baby on the way. I would never date a married man. I would never date a man that my friend dated.
Okay.
Or had sex with. I probably wouldn't date somebody that, even if it was an associate that I was around on several different occasions and I was there with her and her man and then they broke up.
Right.
I feel like that's still also
girl
weird.
Code, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's also weird. I'm like a real extremist, like loyal bitch. Yeah. I don't do
There's too
like,
many people out here for us to be fucking somebody that's somebody same, we've been around you know.
Yeah, I don't really do shit like that, so.
All right, fair enough.
And it's so hard in being in the industry. That's why it's so hard to have girlfriends and be normal, because it's not a lot to pick from. So you end up dating the same guys and hating another female for no reason over a guy who didn't even care about you.
I would never, ever.
Have you ever had somebody fuck your man?
Like, I feel like girls.
Yep.
There, a couple years ago. There's some girls that I feel like they only fuck with guys because they seen them with me afterwards. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you said a couple of years ago, one of your friends fucked a guy you had been with.
Two of my friends, actually.
What? Please forget it. Because they see a guy with you and automatically he's popping.
That's what somebody I said, girl, who was invisible. I've been through some shit. You have no fucking idea. Like, it has really been a mental health journey for me. To not fucking stab people. Same. Like, seriously, like, on some fucking horror movie shit.
That shit would break my heart. More than a guy, it would be, like, my friend doing that to me.
Yeah, I've had it done to me so many times.
I can't see myself doing that to a friend.
That's I had to become reclusive for a minute, and that's why I haven't really been posting on Instagram or, like, you know, being out and doing my thing, because I really had to work on myself because I was so angry that had happened to me.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
How did you work on yourself? Like, what did you do?
I read a lot of therapy, understanding that things were not my fault, understanding that people have severe personality disorders. Mm-hmm. I can't fix people. There was nothing I could have done differently. You know, things like that. So, you know, I feel like I'm in a better place now, but it's still a journey to, like, not have anger for things that I, like, completely did not deserve at all. Mm. I did not deserve that.
And the shit makes you mad at yourself. Like, why did I allow this to happen to myself? Like, after a while, you're right, it's a mental health journey.
Nah, you know what, though? Because now that we're sitting here talking, because like I said, we spoke so long ago, but, and then obviously on the Breakfast Club, but I'm not there anymore.
Right.
but you've been through a lot very publicly, and I think people really don't understand the toll that it can take on you, like, to be someone that's talked about, but you're really, like, minding your business and not doing anything wrong.
Right. Yeah, it gets pretty shitty sometimes. But again, my kids keep me happy, and, you know, I think for a long time I would just sit and be like, why? Why would they do that to me after I've done all these amazing, nice things for them just out of the kindness of my heart? Why? Like, what is happening? Like, what's the reason for that?
You know? I've definitely been there.
Yeah.
And I never got an answer.
No, you're not going to get closure from people like
never
that.
Never got an answer. I never understood why.
But, like, even the girls, it's like, I cared about them. They were my friends. Like, it was just really fucked up. And you get so angry that, like, and even in therapy, I mean, and I hope that people that are watching this can relate, because I talked to a couple other people. You really feel like you are capable of killing someone and going to get a fucking snow cone and just not thinking about it twice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the thought is why you need therapy. It, obviously, if you act on it, then that's a whole different.
You're going to go to jail.
Yeah, you'll go to jail. You don't want to do that. But the thought, if you can have that thought as a rational, logical, good person, there's something wrong. Like, you've been pushed to your limits. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah.
So for you moving forward, like, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? As far as friendships, because I think it's really hard to be in this world without having people who you can. I know you said that you do have a couple of people, but even, like, forming, because I feel like later in life, I have friends that I've had for a really long time, but I've forged more intentional friendships later in my life. With people that are, like, outside of, you know, maybe people that I have things in common with, maybe goals as far as, like, you know, I have my friends who I'm, like, buying real estate with and property and doing things like that and having those types of conversations and work situations. Mm-hmm. And then we have those common things, but it's not the same as what it used to be when, you know, I can't even explain it, but.
No, I get it. I mean, I have friends since sixth grade. Mm-hmm. There's three girls. We've been friends for 27 years. I probably shouldn't say how long that was, so then you guys know my age. But
nobody, you know, it's fine.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. 27 years we've been friends, and my friend Donna has been my friend since 18. So I have really good girlfriends that don't want anything from me. It was actually the new girls last couple years were the ones that, like, I cared about and I brought into my life, and they did that to me. But also the person that they did it with at the time that they did it with was really fucked up. And so...
You think it was intentional or...
Oh, yeah.
Mm. You think it's jealousy?
I think it was just not giving a fuck at a very vulnerable time in my life. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Right.
Yeah, shit happens. It's all good.
You think there'll ever be like an Amber Rose documentary?
There needs to be. There definitely needs to be. I'll probably get sued left and right, but
so you ready for that Netflix check?
Produced by Angela.
You ready for the Netflix check? If they come at you with,
I mean, if I start from my childhood, it'll be pretty crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be about other people, just from your childhood.
You also could, it gotta be about other
people. You gotta change names.
A little something about other people.
You know what I find? Because, like, everybody's trying to, you know, get me, and I know you've done a book, but like to do a book deal, but there's certain things that it's hard because you want to tell the truth. But some things are hard to tell because it involves other people.
Right. Right. I think that has always been
an issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you say like from your childhood, like where would your story start? If you were going to do this, like what would be the beginning?
It would start from my mom's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it would start. And it would be very short. It would just be a very quick thing about my mom's childhood, then into when I was born, and then go from there.
What is it about your mom's childhood that's...
Girl, it's just crazy. And then it spilled over into my childhood. And then, again, with therapy, understanding why these people were in my life, why they did me dirty, why I allowed it. It's just trauma from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Lies, murder, molestation, suicide, a lot of crazy shit. Mm. And so... it has to start from there. But I will have some talks with people to kind of do something that's based off my family and my life. Mm-hmm. But again, Angela, you know, like I just stay quiet. I never want people to feel sorry for me.
I don't think it's about that though, because you also have to think about helping other people. Like even the whole point of the slut walk is for all the women who have had things. Like I remember I did this town hall with these young girls, right? And it turned into like this whole session of them, they're in high school, talking about things that happened to them that no one cared about. Like one girl was saying every time she got off the bus from school, her neighbor would grab her ass and then everybody would laugh at her and call her a hoe, you know? And like things like that is heartbreaking to hear. One girl was saying that her dad's best friend would drive her and her friend to school, his daughter to school. And then one day the daughter didn't come and her dad's best friend like molested her in the car on the way to school. But she didn't want to tell her dad because she said, I didn't want my dad to kill him and go to jail. And it was like her first time talking about it. But I think it's important for young girls to feel like they can
relate
and see that other people go through these things so they don't feel like they have to carry that whole burden on themselves.
Totally.
And never be able to, you know, express themselves and talk about it. And maybe at some point they can, if they can say, look at all the shit Amber Rose went through. It's not just me. And so it's not about you making people feel sorry for you.
No. I agree with eventually telling my story. Yeah. I'm just saying, while it's happening, I don't get on Instagram or Twitter
and say this is what I'm going through.
And that should be counterproductive, honestly.
It is.
But that's why I think telling your story in your own way, on your own terms, and not on social media is better. Because social media, it's just gross. Instant, quick. People respond and say what they say and things get twisted. But in order for you to be able to lay it down from the beginning, I think could be... I think really helpful because, you know, people see you, they're like, oh, she's beautiful, she has this. And like you said, people will call you a gold digger or because you have a slut walk, even though you're like, I don't even really, you know, like I do this, I get tested. I'm not even as sexual as people think I am. But what you're doing is helping other people who are getting called names and doing these things and double standards, you know, be able to say, I don't care, I'm taking that word back.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, but that's why I think telling your story in that way is better because it's a whole story instead of just some words on Instagram.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Yeah.
If I was going to do that, I would have did that a long time ago.
Yeah, you know? So yeah. I don't mean for you to go on social media and express yourself because I don't do that.
I was just saying like, I think you know me well enough that I, you know, I am transparent in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I will talk about my mental health journey and therapy and, you know, kind of talking it out and reading books and shit like that. But I'm not a full open book. I'm like halfway open where, you know,
things guarded that are,
yeah,
that are sacred and important to you that you feel like you don't need to put out there. And especially because you're such a huge, you know, celebrity that it's like people think they know and people want to know. And it's just like,
oh, people
don't
have no idea.
They don't, clearly.
No.
What about some great things that have happened for you? Like, have you ever been with somebody that you that treated, well, Wiz was a person that treated you really well.
Right.
While you got, and you, like you said, it was outside things, you know, that really kind of messed up your relationship. And you were really young.
Yes.
You know, when you did that. But you have had some really positive experiences, too. So, yes.
Well, Wiz, maybe that's it.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aww. That's it.
Listen.
Would you ever
everyone else was shitty. I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
Question.
No, because these men in the industry, they have God complexes. It's really like they get around you and it gives them a God complex. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like it's not even your fault what they're
You've been name dropped in so many songs.
Right.
If you were ever to marry, or if it happens, if he would come back after he lived his life, you years later. Would you?
Who Wiz?
Yeah.
No.
No?
She's like, I like it how it is.
Right. Yeah, cool. I love how we are. Yeah, we're in a very, and I love his girlfriend, by the way, Amy. Oh, okay. Shout out to Amy.
That's right. That's my bad. No.
It's not even nothing weird. Like, I love Amy. My son loves her when he's over there. She treats him really nice. I love what we have. Like, I can talk about the past and how I cried and I was so upset. Right. But I lived through that, and I love our relationship now, so.
What about your music? Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because when we're talking about, like, fake show, surprise me, it feels like that's not really, you know, who Amber Rose is then.
Well, it's, I think that I make music for women to give them confidence.
Empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, because I have lived it, but I don't necessarily, what do I really say that's like that crazy in my music?
Not that it's not crazy, but you know, surprise me, it's show, sexy, yeah. It's like, I'm
yeah,
thinking
I still
like
want
we,
surprises and shit, you know, I just don't want a relationship.
I still want you to surprise me.
So are you?
I just want the ring, I ain't trying to be wifey, like that's what I think is wrong.
But so with Freak Show, that it was gave me like dominatrix type vibes.
Yeah.
Like, would you, if you met a man that was into the whole.
Would you dominate
would
him?
You, would you? Yeah.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Would you pee on him?
Nope.
Shit.
I'm not doing nothing that I don't feel like doing. I'm like there with it. Yeah. I'm there with it. I'm a traditional girl, guys.
No blindfolds, nothing.
Right, handcuffs.
Like little things. Because I'm a very traditional person too, but you know, I like to get a little spicy sometimes.
A little razzle dazzle.
A little razzle dazzle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Angela's a freak.
She is a freak. She wants to sit here and talk about she traditional.
Undercover freak.
With her little braids and everything. No.
Exactly. I've been trying to be freaky, but I'm not doing anal. I've never done that. I'm not doing threesomes. I'd be feeling like, you know.
But you don't got to do that stuff to be a freak.
I think that people think that I'm like really freaky. And so like it gets weird when I have these conversations. Right. And I'm like, I'm really not like that. Mm-hmm. And you guys are all like, oh, why?
No,
I'm trying.
I do like sucking dick, though. You know,
no, I
love you. I love sucking dick.
I don't have kids, though. I don't kiss nobody's kids.
Yeah, no.
Like,
I suck dick.
The only kids
I
have, I swallow. You know what I'm saying?
No. Oh my god.
You know what, Angela?
What?
She said she got belly babies that ain't never coming out.
No, I'm kidding. Kind of. No, but for my man, though, you know, all of that is good.
How long you been with your man?
It's been a little minute.
It's
so,
been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a little minute.
We're happy. We're enjoying it.
That's cute.
Being laid up, you know. But yeah, that's it. But I think it's also like, I don't have to think about the things that you have to think about. Like, I don't have to kiss my kids.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with that.
But Laura doesn't swallow, so we're working on that for her.
No.
Yeah. Laura and barely sucking dick, let alone swallowing.
Yeah. But that too, like, if I had like a man that, I don't know. Yeah, no, nah. But to me, swallowing again, 2023.
No, but just because I love sucking dick doesn't mean I want to suck everybody's dick.
You know, somebody you care about.
Exactly. I feel more passionate when I'm in love to suck a dick.
Same.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I want my man to feel, you know, I want his toes to curl on me. I'm doing that for him, you know?
What about cuddling? Do you at least like that?
No, but I never said I didn't like sucking dick.
Okay, so sure. Okay. Oh, well, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, no, I didn't say that in her single life.
Just don't enjoy it.
No, but and love, you know, it motivates you to, do that.
I love pleasing. I like, you know, if I love somebody, I'll love sucking their, like she said, toes curl, make them go crazy and shit. Exactly. Like, I love shit like that.
Knees weak.
But yeah, but I'm just not doing that.
Yeah, like about,
What about you?
Yeah, but single, me too. I feel the same way.
Like, the same.
Okay, it's the same to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same.
What?
What's eating the same? Pussy.
Eating pussy.
Stephanie ain't gonna eat no pussy.
No, I never ate pussy in my life.
But she got hers ate by a girl.
Yeah, I've had a couple different girls eat my pussy. I ain't gonna lie. I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I never ate pussy. I mean, I'm not gonna say that I would never if I was in that situation, but I'm really picky. It would have to be like you said, I'm really crazy about smells. Like, it gotta be smelling right, looking right.
After that underarm story, I'm never having a threesome. So,
so I don't know. Like, but I think now that's over with. At this time in my life, if I was gonna eat pussy, I would have did it already. Yeah, like, it's over with. I already know which direction I'm going in now. Like, that's another thing. I feel like as I get older, I don't want to taste test like when I was a kid. Like,
pun intended, try taste shit, test.
You know? Like, no. I'm so over it. Like, I don't even want to get to know anybody. I don't want to do anybody new. I don't want to have to go through the whole dating thing. It's exhausting having to get all pretty to go to dinner. Like, no.
I feel like the beginning of a relationship is kind of the best part for some purposes. I mean, there's a comfortable part, but I love the beginning.
I want to be with somebody I know. I know well. I know for a long time. And I know I've seen them through different phases. Because, somebody told me before, I don't trust anybody unless I know them for 10 years. Because in 10 years, you know people over different phases in their life. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes after the 10 years, you're not going to trust them.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it is disappointing when you're with somebody and you're like, I don't even know this person. They do something completely different. Right. They act so different when you're not around.
Right.
Like,
now I'm looking at something from 20 years ago in my past. But, you know, he and I have been through so many different phases and so many different things. Like, I feel like I know this person well. Like, we could be together without having sex and just sit there and talk for hours, you know? And it's like, even after 20 years, we're still getting to know each other. And it's not like so important to like be bouncing on each other or humping on each other all day. And I'm really grateful for the experience that I'm having now, because it's a more genuine experience. It doesn't feel like it's about sex or, you know, about the things that I have or the people that I know. It's like a more genuine feeling. I feel comfortable in that with somebody that I know for a long time than starting new, having to figure out what they like and what they want to eat and...
I'm looking at these.
What faith questions? No.
All right, let's do one last one before we end this. I was looking at some of these like, oh shit, I'm not asking y'all this. all right. Have you ever had a sugar mama or a sugar daddy?
Ding 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 ding.
Never.
So sugar daddy is like you give him.
You don't have to give them anything.
No, that's why.
Usually you don't give them anything. You just get gifts.
You just get gifts from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've gotten gifts, but I didn't know like they were my sugar daddies.
Yeah, I guess I did. Mm-hmm. He was African.
But haven't we all had African that's in the shop and we don't even have sex with them?
Yeah, he gave me whatever I want.
Oh, shit.
But we said sugar. When I'm glad you said that, because yeah. I was like, I never had sex with him though. But
yeah, I feel no, like you get more out of a guy if you don't.
Same.
Yeah.
I've, you know, I've always said that on this show. Like I said it the other day on Instagram. Like you don't gotta like if you want something out of a guy, it's way easier to get it before it you give him the pussy.
Don't give him sex.
It's way easier. Like,
but do looks matter then if you have a sugar daddy? Like, was he cute or just
no? He was not cute.
Shit. And he knew what it was. Did he want to have sex or he just wanted to buy you things?
No. He never tried to have sex with me. He didn't. I think he was just maybe like a fan kind of.
He just wanted you around.
Yeah.
And he just it was a rich fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went through my sugar daddy phase when I was a stripper. I met my first sugar daddy at Delilah's.
I thought you didn't want to tell nobody that.
What?
That you was a dancer.
No, I talk about that all,
all the time. Yeah.
Dude.
She's like the best stripper that ever existed.
Okay, so no, but we used to dance. Me and her used to dance together. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, but I remember we talked years ago, but maybe you changed your mind.
I probably did change
your mind. Okay.
Oh, you didn't want people to know you was a dancer at first?
Not that I didn't. A long time ago.
Yeah, and it's not that I didn't want people to know, but it was more as though it was a need to know basis. Because back then, it was just like too much
judgment.
Criticism and judgment. Yeah. And girl, I just feel like, right. So I just didn't feel like dealing with that.
So were y'all cool?
But no, I always kept your secret. Like I always, like when you told me that, I was like, yeah, I never said anything.
It was always just like, people would judge you. And it's like, all right. If I don't tell them this, then they won't treat me that way. You get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's just, but now
or not
it's like,
you seriously.
And there was a time when I didn't want people to know I got my butt done, butt shots.
Yeah.
Like now I talk about everything freely because it's just like, I've grown and I understand and it is what it is at this point.
And you think times have changed too and people don't care as much?
We're in the accepted world.
Everybody got their body done and shit.
Yeah.
Right. My African got my body done.
Oh, he paid for it?
Yep.
Shit. All right. Well, I'm not mad at it. Where is he now? Like, is he still?
I think he's in Houston now. He's not in Africa anymore.
So, if you ask him, like, does he still hook you up?
Oh no, I haven't spoken to him in years.
Well, you know,
so yeah, I haven't spoken to him.
We need some sponsors for the slut.
I know.
Walking.
Yeah, I should reach out. Maybe should reach out. Sure.
Right.
He's a nice guy.
Yes.
Really, never asked me for nothing. He's a really nice guy.
That's dope. See, there are some good guys in this world.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. He's one of them. He's
Give him some credit.
Yeah, he's good. Shout out to him.
All right, see, we ended this on a positive note. Shout out to the guy that paid for her to get her body done. He's about to sponsor the slut walk.
Period.
Let's get it, baby. All right, well, Amber Rose, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. You know, like I said, she was on super early. I did her first ever interview, and it's nice for us to have this full circle moment.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Thank you. Lip service. Surprise.
Surprise me.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.